The pandemic has given rise to a lot of divisions, but if there's something most people have been able to rally around, it's the heroism of frontline medical workers, particularly nurses. WGLT's Sarah Nardi has been speaking to nurses about their experiences during the pandemic. Today, she speaks with Stephanie Fuller, who's a charge nurse in the ICU at Karl Broman. Fuller has been a nurse since 2004, but she says the past 2 years have been unlike anything she's experienced in her career.
Wow, it's been a whirlwind, that's for sure. It's hard to sum it up, but it has been hard. It has made us reflect on just our own lives and the lives of others. It's really put us to the test. And I think, you know, the work aside, the most remarkable thing is the way we've come together as a team and the way myself and my coworkers support each other and get each other through the hard days. And it's just something you don't see every day. And I'm honored to be a part of it.
I spoke to a nurse at OSF who said that she and her fellow nurses have developed kind of this informal grieving process when they lose patients because that's what's getting them through right now. Do you have similar experiences at Karl?
Yeah. You know, when we lose a patient, it's very much something that the whole group goes through. And sometimes we just have to take a minute and go back to our break room and cry it out. We've done a lot of that. We check on each other before and after work. We try to be mindful of what each other's going through. We use the chaplains as much as we can. The power of prayer has been huge for us. And we just try to hold each other up. There's good days and bad days, and we take the wins and we celebrate them. And the losses, we take care of each other. We're a family.
So there are good days and bad days. On balance, have they been better or worse lately?
It's hard to say. Every day has its unique challenges. I would say it's a little better right now. We've had a lot going on, and with this new strain of COVID, there's certainly a lot more patients than what we've been seeing. But I think the outcomes have been better. People are out there getting their vaccines and, you know, we're having a lot more wins than we used to.
That's good to hear. I think some of the prevailing wisdom in the community, not just here, but everywhere, is that, you know, Omicron is mild. It seems to be causing less serious disease. And so kind of a little bit of a throw caution to the wind attitude. Is that what you see on the ground in the ICU? Do you see milder instantiations of COVID?
I wouldn't say milder, definitely. I think we are seeing a much larger volume of patients. The spread of the Omicron variant has been massive. And those patients are coming in just as sick. The only difference I would see is that they're getting better a little bit faster and their recovery has been just a tiny bit shorter, but it's still just as dangerous as all the other variants. And just as concerning.
Is there a notable difference between patients who have been vaccinated versus those that haven't in terms of outcome right now?
Absolutely. I cannot stress that enough. And I can't remember the last time we lost a patient that was vaccinated. And that's just very telling. I know the vaccine is very scary for some people, and I totally get that, but it is saving lives, and we're seeing that every single day. And those that do get COVID that did have the vaccine, they're recovering much faster, and they're walking out of that hospital, and I think that says it all.
We hear a lot about burnout among medical professionals. How are you doing? How are your coworkers doing?
It's been tough. It's really made you question your career choice at times. But at the end of the day, this is what we've all trained for. We've worked for this. We went to school for this, and we have a passion for this. So now it's game time, so to speak, and it's our time to do what we've always wanted to do, and that's to help people and to save lives and to be there for the community.
Do you ever experience any element of frustration knowing that the vaccines do help and they do prevent dire outcomes in a lot of people? Is it frustrating for you that some people aren't taking that step and ending up in the ICU, you know, in your care?
it's not so much frustration as it is just complete sadness. When you look around and you see so many patients, how their paths could have been different had they gotten the vaccine. And my heart goes out to them, and I just wish they had made a different choice. But with that being said, I am totally there to support them and be by their side as much as we possibly can and get them through it. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're all human and we're a community. And the beautiful thing about America is you do have the freedom of choice. So I support that and I respect that. I just wish you'd get the vaccine though.
Yeah, it's a fine line to walk for some reason. I get that.
Yes.
So with that dedication, you work 3 12-hour shifts a week. And I imagine that it's intense. When you go home at the end of the shift, are you able to leave work behind, or is that something you carry with you?
Sometimes I do bring it home. And I can say often, you know, I'm bringing home the exhaustion and just the total mental drain. I used to hate my 30-minute drive home, and now I'm so appreciative of it because I get that windshield time that my mom calls it. I can sit there and reflect on patients that didn't do so well, and I can celebrate for the patients that had a win.
Do you see any hope, any light at the end of the tunnel right now?
Right now, it's hard to see that light. I'd like to think it's coming one of these days. I'm just going to keep hoping and praying that the end is near.
That was Stephanie Fuller, a charge nurse in the ICU at Carl Broman. Fuller says even when times are at their hardest, she knows there will be another patient that needs her. So she keeps going. Fuller spoke with WGLT's Sarah Nardi.